The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
It's a lot of questions in this case, the case against Michael McKee for the death of Spencer and Monique Tappe. And with so many cases that we cover here, you end up discovering other aspects of the accused's life that raise a lot of questions. That raise a lot of questions, not only about what they're doing, but what they're allowed to do or were allowed to do leading up to said tragedy, allegedly. We saw it in the Devil's Den case that we covered last year here, where we broke a lot of that information on this program about the school system, about the education system and passing the trash. If you're unfamiliar with that, that was teachers who have not good records, disciplinary records at one school in one district, or complaints in one school in one district that never get quite fully addressed or litigated. And it's just kind of like, okay, you're going to move on. We're going to move on. Everybody's happy over here. We're not going to press charges. We're just going to get rid of this person. And then they go get a job somewhere else in another district that knows nothing about what happened prior. And there's no way to really trace it. Well, surprise, surprise, the same sort of thing can happen in medicine too. And we might be on the edge of something here, starting to discover something that I don't want to say we're, you know, we're digging this up like it's not known. It's known. It's just, it seems to be one of those little factoids that's icky enough that people don't like to spend a lot of time digging into, because it's kind of disturbing when you think about it. And it's kind of something that you can't really just kind of flip a switch and change. Because if you're going to use the medical system in any way, shape, or form, you're kind of at their mercy to a certain extent. And nobody wants to believe that it's not always on the up and up, or not always as thorough, I guess, as it should be on vetting those that it puts in its institutions and gives the title of doctor to. Let's get into this, shall we? And while we do, your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube or on our Substack channel, which you can now join for absolutely free. There is no paywall as of right now. Get access to all of our videos like a day before they go out to everybody else. There's no ads. It's a way you can interact with us directly in the studio. I highly suggest joining it and joining our community over there. It's really growing, and I'm really, really appreciating everyone who's joined us on Substack so far. So welcome everybody who's there. And if you're not joining us, here's your invite. Please do come check it out. The link is in the description section of this video or podcast. All right, so here's the timeline that should bother you a little bit. July of 2023, a vascular surgeon named Michael McKee is named in a malpractice lawsuit after a procedure goes wrong in Las Vegas. A 8.6-inch catheter fragment allegedly left in the patient's leg, requiring emergency surgery. The suit alleges McKee failed to properly supervise the physician's assistant. For the next 2 years, an attorney named Dan Laird tries to serve McKee with papers. He attempts it over a dozen times. The surgical group McKee worked for gives Laird an address. It doesn't exist. They give him phone numbers that go nowhere. Laird reaches out to McKee's colleagues. One of them tells him, quote, "I have no idea where Michael McKee is now." Then June of 2025, McKee's Nevada medical license expires. The lawsuit's still pending. He's still missing. And here's where it gets interesting. Somewhere in 2024, while a malpractice attorney is struggling to locate McKee, the state of Illinois grants him a medical license. He gets credentialed at OSF St. Anthony Medical Center in Rockford. He starts operating on patients, allegedly. And then December 30th of 2025, his ex-wife Monique Tepe and her husband Spencer are found shot to death in their Columbus, Ohio home. Police believe they were killed between 2 and 5 a.m. Surveillance footage allegedly links McKee to a vehicle that arrived before the shooting and left after. And then according to the timeline, McKee goes back to work for 11 days. A man allegedly being hunted for double homicide was employed as a vascular surgeon at a Rockford hospital, credentialed, on staff, and by all accounts, still working. On January 10th, 2026, ATF agents arrested McKee at a Chick-fil-A. It's blocks from the hospital. So here's a question nobody seems to be asking. How does a doctor who's been difficult to locate for a malpractice lawsuit, who allegedly provided addresses that don't exist, with an expired license in another state, get credentialed to cut people open in Illinois? How does that happen? Well, the answer is worse than you think, because Michael McKee isn't an outlier. He is a symptom. You'd think there was a system in place to catch doctors like this, right? There is. And like so many things, it just doesn't work. It's one of those things where, well, there's a system for this. Yes, there's a system for this. People don't tend to ask the next question, does it work? Oh, that part of the, well, you know, we don't have a national medical license in our country. We have 50 independent state medical boards, each doing their own thing, each with their own standards, each with their own level of give a damn. And because doctors have always been able to hop state lines when things get uncomfortable, Congress created something called the National Practitioner Data Bank back in 1986. The explicit purpose, and I'm quoting the legislation here, was to prevent practitioners from moving state to state without disclosure or discovery of previous damning performance. The NPDB contains malpractice payments, disciplinary actions, hospital privilege revocations, over 1.3 million records. It's exactly the kind of database that should have flagged McKee. Here's the catch. You can't see it. Yeah. You don't get it. You don't get to see this. You don't get to make the choice yourself of who gets to operate on you. You don't get to see their past disciplinary record or lawsuit history. The public is largely barred from accessing it. Only hospital insurers and state medical boards can query the NPDB. You, the patient, the person about to go under the knife, you don't get to know what's in there. But here's the bigger catch. A lot of state medical boards don't even bother to check. A USA Today investigation found that 30 state medical boards performed fewer than 100 NPDB searches in a single year. So it exists. It's just not, it's like LinkedIn. It's like, you have a LinkedIn profile, right? Yeah, I think everybody does at this point. When's the last time you were on LinkedIn? I don't know. A decade ago? 13 performed. My God. A USA Today investigation found that 30 state medical boards performed fewer than 100 NPDB searches in a single year. 13 performed zero. 13 states didn't even bother. And maybe there's a reason. Maybe it's just like, you know, maybe it is kind of like, what's the point? The database built specifically to catch doctors moving state to state to escape their past, and state boards aren't even using it. The people, the citizens who are going under the knife, who don't have the rights to do it, who maybe, you know, it's one of those things where, well, of course they're doing their due diligence. Of course there's safeguards in place. Of course they're doing their job, right? Wrong. But even if Illinois had queried the NPDB before licensing McKee, it might not have mattered because the system has holes big enough to drive an ambulance through. The NPDB only tracks paid claims. McKee's Nevada lawsuit is still pending. No settlement, no jury verdict, no payment, which means no NPDB entry. He's invisible to the system designed to catch him. His Nevada license expired in June of 25, but expiration isn't the same as revocation. It's not discipline. It doesn't automatically trigger red flags when he applies somewhere else. The Illinois application asked doctors to disclose if they've ever been disciplined. McKee, as far as we know, as of now, hadn't been, technically. A pending lawsuit isn't discipline, and the specific disclosure requirements vary by state. Some ask about pending litigation, some don't. And the questions are often narrowly worded. Nobody at the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation apparently thought to search Nevada civil court records. Because why would they? They didn't prefer anybody else. Why were they suddenly for him? Because if they had, they would have found a malpractice lawsuit, an attorney who spent 2 years trying to locate the guy, and a pattern of addresses that didn't exist and phone numbers that led nowhere. Every safeguard we think exists has a hole in it. Michael McKee allegedly drove right on through. And if you think he's unique, you haven't been paying attention. Let me tell you about Dr. Larry Mitchell Isaacs, shall we? In California, Isaacs removed a woman's fallopian tube. He thought it was her appendix. She didn't have an appendix anymore. He did follow-up surgery on her and allegedly left her intestine unconnected. Facing state sanctions, he surrendered his California license. Like, if you're messing up that bad, okay. Maybe he's calling it a day. Maybe he's going, you know what? This whole surgery, medical thing, it ain't for me. I'm going to go get a job down at the Cabela's. No, he moved to Louisiana. There he allegedly removed a healthy kidney during what was supposed to be a colon surgery. And he surrendered his Louisiana license after the kidney incident. New York regulators started coming after him based on his California problems. He then surrendered his New York license too. As of that investigation, Larry Mitchell Isaacs was practicing medicine at an urgent care clinic in Cincinnati, Ohio. Clean record. His quote to investigators, "I didn't do anything wrong anywhere." Here's how it works. I mean, those are the allegations. Here's how it works. When you surrender a license voluntarily, it often seals the records. It doesn't automatically trigger action in other states. The doctor simply doesn't surrender in states where they're still licensed. It's a get-out-of-jail-free card, basically. You can bounce from state to state, leaving a trail of damned patients behind you, and the system shrugs. and nobody knows your work. The numbers back this up. A joint investigation by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, USA Today, and MedPage found over 500 doctors who'd been disciplined in one state practicing elsewhere with a clean license. More than 250 doctors who surrendered a medical license were able to practice in another state. A third of those faced no limitations whatsoever in their new location, and 216 collected a combined $26 million from Medicare despite having lost a license or been excluded from state health care programs. I hope you don't have a medical appointment today. I hope you don't have surgery today, because this would not be the video to watch right before it. It's kind of like watching an airplane crash video right before you get on the plane. It's like, are the odds that good that they're going to happen to you? No, probably not. But it's still something you don't necessarily want in the back of your mind. And probably isn't a guarantee. And your odds are probably greater in this arena of going down than on a plane. So, was a doctor in Kansas who'd been sued for malpractice 13 times in Illinois, was he a good one to go practice in Missouri? Well, yeah, because Missouri said good standing. It's right next to Kansas, by the way, if you're playing geography with us. Missouri patients had no way to know. In education, we learned last year that it's called passing the trash. It's when school administrators let teachers accused of misconduct quietly resign and move to another district without disclosing what actually happened. And we've actually tried to stop it. The Every Student Succeeds Act of 2015 prohibits schools from helping employees with a history of SA misconduct get new jobs. 27 states have compliance laws on the books. It's not 50, but they're working on it. Because it's apparently really difficult to protect kids. America. For doctors, there's nothing. No equivalent federal law, no equivalent reform. The database exists, but it's secret. The alert system exists, but boards kind of ignore them. Senator Ron Wyden helped create the NPDB. He's been pushing to make it public for years. When asked why it hasn't happened, his answer was blunt. Physician groups are very powerful and have consistently opposed it. Of course they have. Nobody wants to have their dirty laundry aired. And nobody wants to see how many horrible doctors are out there. They don't. We already have a shortage. This would probably increase it. But do you want to keep playing the odds? Is this something where you just, where you want, you know, DEI hires, basically? Where it's not that, but it's basically, well, we need a doctor in this community and no one else wants to live here. You're it. Good luck, everybody. Because that's how a lot of communities are. The American Medical Association official position is that the database is inherently flawed and lacks accuracy. Translation, trust us. Just don't verify. So we have better systems to track problem teachers, which are not good, than problem surgeons. A high school coach accused of misconduct faces more scrutiny changing districts than a vascular surgeon faces changing states, which in reality is not a lot of scrutiny. So it's even less. Because I, in no way am I trying to prop up the way the school systems work, because it doesn't work well. But when that becomes like a better standard, like, look, if only you could reach that bar of failure. Yeah. The fixes aren't complicated. Make the NPDB public. Mandate that state boards actually query it before issuing licenses. Require disclosure of pending lawsuits, not just paid claims. Trigger automatic reviews when a license is surrendered anywhere. Verify addresses. Check civil court records. You know, do the basic work. You'd think it'd be some sort of like informed consent law that you would have a right to know the history of who's about to potentially kill you as they open you up. Nope. None of it is going to happen. The lobbying power is too strong. The boards are too underfunded. The system is designed to protect physician mobility and privacy. Patient safety comes second. That's not a bug. That's a feature. And you're probably just learning about this right now. So there's that. There's that problem. There's the awareness problem. Unless people are aware that there's a problem and are willing to speak out about it, nothing's going to be done. Same with the school stuff. It's icky. It's scary. It's yucky. It makes you feel, yeah. Yeah, that's the point. It should make you feel, yeah. That should be the motivation to do something about it. That should be the motivation to feel something. Not just, oh, it hurts my feelings. Make them stop. Yeah, life comes with a lot of shit. That's where you got to kind of step up and make it better for yourself and future generations. Not just, oh. So here's where we are. Dr. Michael McKee discloses the national lawsuit on his Illinois, or did Michael McKee disclose the Nevada lawsuit on his Illinois application? We don't know. Doubtful. Did anyone at IDFPR query the NPDB? We don't know. Did anyone verify his address or check civil court records in states where he'd practice? We don't know. Did OSF St. Anthony do their own credentialing check? We don't know. What we do know is this. Michael McKee allegedly murdered two people on December 30th, and according to the timeline, he went back to work. He was employed at the hospital for 11 days while people in Ohio built a murder case against him, and then he got arrested at a Chick-fil-A blocks from the hospital. The system didn't catch him. The system wasn't designed to. And here's the thing that should keep you up at night. If he hadn't been arrested, he'd probably still have a scalpel in his hand right now. There's a lot more I think we're going to learn in the coming days. There's other reports that have been coming out unconfirmed, and I got to say that, unconfirmed, without a doubt, that there was a surgery that didn't go so well after the murders, or it went well, or went whatever it went, wherever it went. Can't say it didn't go well. I don't know the answer to that. But wherever it went, the allegation is the patient is dead now. We may be hearing about that more in detail as some of those facts are confirmed. Again, we don't know. It's not confirmed as of now. There's a lot of scuttlebutt, if you will, online about it. But I'm seeing it from some pretty reputable sources online, not major news organizations yet, but I'm seeing it from some other creators that have been pretty reputable on a lot of these facts where comes out here, and then a couple days later, we got more info. So I guess stay tuned. We'll find out more. We'll let you know about that as we discover it. Could be nothing, but I mean, just the thought of that for a moment. You murdered two people, and then a few days later, you're operating. I don't think anybody would want that to be the person that's operating on you. I don't know. Call me crazy. Let's continue this conversation in the comments section. You can leave your thoughts there right now on YouTube. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi is where you'll find us, or on our Substack channel. That's where you can access all of our reporting, and you get it a day before everybody else, and there's no ads. Love to get your thoughts and your feedback there. Hiddenkillers.substack.com. The link is in the comments section. And hey, by the way, if you're not there already, Apple Podcasts, you can take us with us wherever you go so you can listen to the same stuff that you're watching. Please do subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review there. That helps signal to others that you're finding this valuable. So if you are finding this valuable, a quick review on Apple Podcasts is always very much appreciated. All right. We will continue the conversation off the air. Until then, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.